Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray First, already in progress.
I'll to the doctor and have them checked and make sure that they're okay. Have you ever heard that?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, how many times have we heard that? So if I tell you, I have just prayed for you, now go have the doctor check you out. Did I believe anything I prayed for? If I prayed for healing, now we're talking about healing here. We know that there's some things that's not God's will, but one of them's not healing. Healing is always His will for you. Because if it wasn't, He would not have borne your sickness. He would not have said that wonderful statement that Dave used there a while ago, by His stripes I was healed. In other words, if you are healed by the stripes of Jesus, then just like Dave says, then why are we not healed? Why do people pray? One of the things is, just like I told several people yesterday, if we pray for you and you say, now then, if it's God's will, I will be healed. Oh, you just immediately started turning your head. You know what happens when you start talking like that, don't you? You don't get nothing from God, do you? No, you don't get nothing when you start saying, because look what He said. Look at this verse one more time. In James chapter 1, He says, numbers, when you pray, numbers, the scripture above that is asking for wisdom. But the principle is the same. It makes no difference if you're asking for wisdom. In other words, if you pray and say, God, I need wisdom today to run my business, or I need wisdom today to run the church for you. You know, I need wisdom. Or, Lord, I need strength. Lord, I need healing. Whatever I ask for that I know is His will. If I know it's His will, He said, then if I ask, or when I ask, I have to ask in faith, nothing wavering. So if you can see into the spirit world that I'm fixing to talk a little bit about, if you can see into the spirit world and you pray for somebody, I mean anybody, your wife, your son, your daughter, anybody, you pray for somebody, and now then you know if you're praying for wisdom or healing, whichever one, we know those two things is God's will for us. He told us, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God. So how many men?
Any.
Any man lacks wisdom. Well, do any of us as men or women ever lack wisdom? Oh, absolutely, all the time. So if any man, and God makes us that statement in James, if any of you lack wisdom today for whatever you're going to do, ask me, and I'll give it to you. Is that right, Mike? Yeah. It's a guarantee. But he said that, but when you ask me, you got to ask in faith, son. Nothing wavering. So what happens to people? I can just see this now. Here is, we're fixing to have a meeting to pray over people that are sick. And Jesus is here standing in the midst. He's the healer. He's so proud of His children. Say, look at my children. They're fixing to have a prayer meeting. I'm going to heal them all. I promise. If they'll remit all of their sins, I'll heal all of their diseases. Is that what He said?
Yes.
So you confess all your sin, I'll heal all your diseases. And so you get Mary Lou up here, the first one. You set her down in a chair and you say, okay, we're going to pray over you. Oh, God, if it be your will.
Oh.
Now, Lord, if it is your will, please heal Mary. Thank you, Lord, if it's your will. Jesus walked, He turned around, He walks back over here, and He sits down and said, well, we'll see what they do with the next one. He said, but Lord, aren't you going to heal that? And He says, no, you didn't do it the way I said do it. This is not your show, this is my show. I'm running the show here, not you. I told you to pray, my will is for that person to be healed. I told you to pray and pray in faith. So you go back and you say, okay, now then, Lord, we remit our sins. We remit Mary's sins. We remit everybody's sins. Now we're going to pray and we're going to ask you to heal Mary. Now, Lord, we thank you for delivering her. She's set free from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, and it's written in your word. We've repented of all sin. We're going to walk holy in your presence. Now, Lord, it's done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing Mary. And then you walk off, and the Lord says, are y'all through? And we said, yes, Lord, we're through. We did our part. He said, okay, now it's my time. Bam. And Mary gets healed. And that's the way it happens. Is that the way it happens? That's exactly the way it happens. Because when he says something, but when you pray, you must pray in faith, nothing wavering. Why does he have such a short span there for faith? Why does he require us to walk in faith? Because according to the word, we're supposed to live by faith. Is that right?
Yes.
You're supposed to live by faith. You're not supposed to live by any other way. You're supposed to live by faith. When something happens, just like y'all, several of y'all have heard me tell the story about how Cheryl fell down and hurt herself in here at Christmas a couple of years ago. And whenever she called me on the phone, said she was hurt, I went running back there, and when I ran over her in the floor, she had slid down, tripped over a bucket. She'd jammed her hand into the wall, hit her head on the floor, hit her knee on the concrete floor, and everything's beginning to swell. You know, when you have a 65, 66, 67, whatever she was at the time, woman like that, and got a husband that's 9 years older than that, most of you, whenever you see that, you say, oh, God, call 911. Am I telling you the truth?
Yes.
That's what most people do. But, you know, we're supposed to learn how to walk by faith. I've seen God raise my granddaughter from the dead. I know he's alive and well. You know, so I know he's, so I can easily jump down on my wife right there, put my knee down on the floor with her, put my hand on her backside, and then tell her, I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said I can have whatever I believe with my heart if I say it with my mouth. So my wife is completely healed. She has no bruises. I mean, no nothing, no pain, nowhere. She's healed. I said, now, honey, get up and let's go back to the bedroom. She said, but honey, I'm hurt and I know there's going to be bruises. And I reached over and slapped her again on the backside. And I said, woman, I don't want to hear that. I prayed for you in faith. So she puts her arm around me and she said, we got to go back and look in the mirror and I got to see my bruises. I said, there ain't going to be no bruises. There ain't going to be no bruises. I prayed for no bruises. What did God say we could ask for? So what's included in anything, girls? Now, this is where we're supposed to walk. This is not, we're supposed to walk by faith. And so when we get back to the time we get back to the bedroom, she's walking normal. And she goes in there and she looks in the mirror and she said, boy, you're right. Look at that. There's no bruises. They're going away. And the swelling's going down and everything. So she does her normal thing, get ready for go to bed, you know, and I'd run in there, jump in the bed. A few minutes, she comes over and she just jumps across the bed there and snuggles up under me and puts her lips right on my cheek and says, I'm so glad I'm married to you. Now, there's been a few times she wasn't so glad she was married to me. But this is what happens when I'm walking by faith. I'm not too sure when I was swatting her on the backside whether she's glad she is married to me or not. But after she saw the results. Now, isn't it amazing what God told his children to do? He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the word of God. We're supposed to know who we are in Christ. And I've come to realize that over the years, these two young ladies over here from Washington, they told me that we was talking to them last night, and they said, you have some of the most awesome, unusual stories of anybody we've ever heard. Is that what you said? Unusual stories. Why do you think I have so many unusual stories?
We never heard about them before.
We serve an amazing, awesome God, right? And I've learned how to tap into being a faith walker. Do you want to walk there?
Absolutely.
You want to walk there? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had some kind of a problem or got hurt or whatever, and in fact, say somebody did something to you and was fixing to rob you, and you realize you're a daughter of the King and he's of the devil. And he has no power over you, and you have all power. If you got that in your spirit, when that guy walks up and puts a gun in your stomach and says, now give me your money, you say, mister, you can't touch me. I'm a daughter of the King of Kings. Get away from me and leave me alone. What kind of faith does it take to do that? It takes faith, right? Real faith. But when you know your Jesus, if you really know your Jesus, we have had many testimonies. In fact, somebody told me about the testimony I told about the guy going from Houston to Mexico the other day at Evangelist. He come to Daystar, and he was on Daystar, and he told his story. I happened to turn it on just as he was telling his story about how he was going back to Mexico as a missionary. And he saw a guy walking on the side of the road. So being a good Christian man, he thought, well, I'll see if that guy needs a ride. I'll help him out. So he pulled over, and the guy got in the car. And when he did, he just turned around and put a gun right in his stomach. The guy had a gun. He said, okay, get out of the car. You know, he said, I'm going to kill you. And this guy said, he's sitting in the car with a gun in his stomach. He said, you can't hurt me. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, I'm fixing to kill you. He said, I'm telling you, you can't hit me. You can't touch me because you're the devil and I'm of God. And that guy pulled that trigger six times and shot six times with a gun right in his stomach and never hit him. So then he told him, well, get out of the car. I don't know why I can't hit you. Get out of the car. So he said, I don't know why I did that, but I got out of the car. And he said, now walk across over there at the pasture and take your clothes off. So he said, I walked across there, and I got over there, and the guy said, stop right there and take your clothes off. I want your clothes. So he said, I took my clothes all off and give them to him, and said he got halfway back to the car. And I come to the realization, what am I doing? He said, hey, you, come back over here. Those are my clothes, and you're stealing them, and you can't do that because I'm a son of God. Now get over here and give me my clothes. The guy walked back over there, and he said, well, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to give them back to you. This is a true story. I just heard this guy really. Has anybody else ever seen this guy? Okay, so some of you have. You know I'm telling the truth. And so anyway, he says that the guy gave me my clothes back. I put my clothes back on, and I said, now I'm going home and see my wife. He said, if you want to go with me, you can ride, but if you don't, then you just stay here. So the guy got in the car with him. He drove down the road 10 or 20 or 30 miles, and the guy finally said, you know, I don't know why, but I don't like riding. You pull over, I'm going to get out. So the guy pulled over, and that guy got out. He went on home, had supper with his wife and kids that night. How much power and authority do we have over the enemy? See, this man, the only difference between him and us, he believed what he read. He believed that he had power, and he believed he had authority because God said it. That's our problem. Whenever we have something happen to us, we don't believe.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray First, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.